The Bunbury Music Festival is back for its third year at Sawyer Point and Yateman's Cove. Highlights of this year's music lineup include huge stage production acts like Flaming Lips and Empire of the Sun, reunions of beloved rock bands like Veruca Salt and Psychodots, as well as great local talent such as Molly Sullivan, Foxy Shazam, and the Yugos. As the festival has grown and matured, so has the attention being paid to personalizing the visitor experience. I spoke with festival founder and owner Bill Donabedian to find out more. Well, Bill, it's been yet another huge and very busy year for you.
Very busy.
How you been?
Okay. Honestly, it's fine. I think it's finally taking its toll.
Yeah.
The third year of the fest and adding another fest. It's a lot of work. It's fun, but it's a lot of work.
Well, you know, last year you had such amazing, well, in the first year you had amazing talent. Bringing a band like Fun to last year's Bunbury mm-hmm. and having to top that, that's an enormous challenge.
Yes, it is. When we go into it, when we look at our, like, who are the headliners going to be? Who are the bands we want to book? We really can't worry about last year or try to top. I mean, we released our lineup and you have some people who love the first 2 years who are not as excited about this year. And then you have people who've never really even heard of the festival who heard about a great band or heard about an unusual act like Empire of the Sun. And they're so excited to see something like that. So I just think that every year we sit down and say, what's out there and what's the best that we can do? And let's put something together that's going to be fun to go to.
Well, and I think you absolutely did that because looking at this year's lineup, I can't help but look at it and think there is enough there for everybody. There are bands that I am dying to see. And then there are bands that aren't my cup of tea, but I know there are plenty of people out mm-hmm. there who are. For myself, I have to admit, I cannot wait to see Veruca Salt.
Yeah. That's one of those bands where everyone, especially people who are older like me and you, are like, yes, that's awesome, you know? And then you definitely have bands that are going to appeal to a younger demographic like Fall Out Boy or Paramore. And then, like, actually, the bands I was very excited about, Fits in the Tantrums and Young the Giant, I was hoping we would just get one of those bands, and we got both of them. And then Cage the Elephant at the end, and I'm just like, I'm in alternative rock hog heaven with those bands. So.
Sure. And then, you know, the icing on top, the cherry on top of that icing is Flaming Lips.
Yeah.
So just, they are the show.
Yes. But that's the thing. And one of the reasons we were so excited to get Empire of the Sun, it's going to be, if you think the Flaming Lips have incredible production, it doesn't even come near what we're going to have to do and how we're going to have to be prepared for Empire of the Sun. Unique act. They've only played 30 dates in the States since 2008. They aren't going to be playing many dates. You know, they're playing Coachella. They're playing somewhere in New York and a couple other dates, but huge production.
So this is the third year that mm-hmm. you and I have gotten together to talk about Bunbury. I would like to talk about some of the new things
sure.
that you have brought to the festival this year. You've had the app before, but you've enhanced the app. And it's getting more and more towards personalizing your own festival experience.
Right. Getting the schedule the way you want it. And we're going to be doing a much better job of helping you navigate, like wayfinding, getting around and knowing what vendors are where. It's been a challenge for a lot of reasons. But one of them is the park is so long and thin that it's hard to convey that on a phone, you know, and we think we've figured that out. And actually, something you may not know, which we will be doing here very soon, is we're going to do a rewards program as well for Bunbury this year. So people who sign up to build their schedule and do all that stuff, there's things that they can do and earn points towards things like cool swag and with some of our sponsors, like discounts and coupons. And we're just trying to use technology to engage the fans more.
I wanted to talk about that, the make your own schedule feature, because that is something I know that I could have definitely benefited from last year, mm-hmm. knowing what band is where and when. But then on the other side of that coin, walking from one end of the park to the other, knowing that a band I wanted to see is on the other side, all of a sudden I'm catching another band that I didn't know
right.
or I'm not familiar with, and it's very serendipitous.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's pretty cool about this event is you can't help but walk by all the other bands if you're going coast to coast. And there's a bunch of other things. Like, you know, we are moving the main stage. It will be far west of Yateman's Cove, and it will face east. And we were doing things by lowering the mix position and moving the lighting to the sides so we can provide better viewing. We're doing lots of things to get rid of that pinch point so that the flow can work a little bit better. And it's never been ideal. We had a couple of logistical issues. One of them was Party in the Park, and the Chamber's been really kind to be incredibly flexible this year about their event so we can start set up sooner and do this. And there's lots of other new things too, which I don't know how much time we have. So you have questions, so you ask them.
Well, I was thinking about personalizing the experience. You can even, and this is, I think you had this feature last year, but it's just something that I've never seen before. You can even make your own t-shirt.
Yeah, that's true. The through the guys at Wearcast, which are a local startup, they come up with a bunch of designs, and then you can add whatever lineup or personalized message on it. And we think that's a lot of fun. Some people get that done beforehand, and then we'll wear those customized t-shirts to the festival.
The Bunbury website, the festival website, has something that for people that have never been to the festival before or just want to get a good idea of what is available, not only at the festival, but in Cincinnati itself, you have an online magazine courtesy of Flipboard.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a technology that I came across last year, and I immediately loved the idea of it, of kind of curating an online magazine about the festival. And I check it out and I flip through it as we add content. It's really cool. It's a Bunbury magazine, and thanks to the people of Flipboard. So that's a new one that I really like, and I'm testing it out, and if it works really well, I want to use it at some of the other events that we do. And for people who, you know, they may know some of the bands, and if they want to get to know them better, between our website and being, you can go click on the schedule and get to a band page and listen to music samples. Or I would say check out the Flipboard and read about, you know, some of these bands and read the reviews and all those kinds of things. And what I always like to tell people is you actually know a lot of these bands. You've heard their music. You've heard it in TV commercials, movie soundtracks, and lots of other places where music is being played these days. And I think you'd be pleasantly surprised when you go through some of those artists and things. You'll be like, oh, I do know that band, you know? That's a great song, and I got to go check them out.
Another piece of technology that can make you very familiar with some of these acts is the Spotify playlist.
Spotify playlist, and on the mobile app, the Slack. There's a Slacker integration with their mobile app as well. So you can download the app and turn that on and listen to it, or get to the website and get that Spotify playlist and just listen to your heart's content.
I would be remiss if I didn't talk to you at least briefly about the local acts that are
sure
at this year's Bunbury.
Yeah. It's always going to be a part of what we do. I think we've got some great bands again this year. I'm glad to have Foxy back. I know they're a national band right now, but they're still local.
Sure.
They stole the show in year one. New material coming out, and they're just the nicest, coolest guys, and they must leave the stage feeling like they've run a marathon. They really pour their hearts out. And, you know, speaking of hearts, here I am. I've done so many radios interviews. I'm working on a segue here. We got Heartless Bastards.
Right.
Which is, you know, I know that they no longer reside, but I think their heart is still here. And, I don't know. What about you? Who are you anxious to see?
Well, Black Owls are back
again.
Yeah,
Black Owls are back.
Always a crowd pleaser. I'm very happy to see Molly Sullivan, mm-hmm, who is a tremendous singer-songwriter, and again, just a super nice person.
Yeah.
I was very happy to see that you included the Yugos.
Yeah, yeah. You look at the local music scene and you find who's doing stuff that's different, who's getting attention. Occasionally you're like, you know, this is a great band that just needs to get in front of a bigger audience. And I always love to find out who some of the newer artists are. And we still have some other artists that I hope we can tap into eventually. Like, got to figure out a way to one year to get the Greenhorns here and maybe even get Jack White to join them, do a little rock on tours, you know. We'll see. We'll see. It's a great local music scene.
Another act that could fit well in either Bunbury or in Buckle Up is Kelly Thomas.
Yeah. You know, I think it's because of where we live in this region. The musical influences are so many. And you do have artists that could, the band that I play in, Messerly and Ewing, they'll be doing an acoustic set at Buckle Up this year, and they'll be playing, you know, accordion, mando, fiddle, and they'll definitely be putting that side of their music on, you know. And but then when Sean and I join them on drums, we've played, you know, we've played Bunbury and we've played other shows. It's definitely more rock. So I've always said great music, really well-written music, can transform. You know, some of the best songs that have been covered will be covered by artists in all genres because you just can't get away from that melody, that music. And I think at the heart of both Bunbury and then the new festival, Buckle Up, our mantra, like the artists that we look for, we're looking for that songwriting. It's really about the song at the end of the day. And what are those songs that make you, touch you in a certain way, make you want to dance, all those kind of things. So.
And then one last one, going sure. back to how you and I are of a certain age and looking forward to Veruca Salt, you've brought back the Psycho Dots.
The Psycho Dots. Well, you know, that's a really funny story because I first got tuned into the local music scene and really started following local music way back when a friend took me to the zoo to see the bears. And at first I thought he was taking me to actually see the animals. And I was like, this does not sound like an exciting Friday night. And that's when I saw, you know, Adrian Ballou and basically the Psycho Dots merged together, the bears. And I've always been a huge fan of all those guys. I think Rob Fetters is an incredible talent. And, you know, had them play when I was managing Fountain Square, had them play on the square a couple of times. And their fans are still really big on them, and we'll come out and see them. And so I'm glad we were able to get them this year.
Well, Bill, yet another year of Bunbury. I wish you the best of luck, and thank you again for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Bunbury Music Festival is July 11th through the 13th at Sawyer Point and Yateman's Cove. You can purchase tickets online at bunburyfestival.com. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.